Those who travel to the funeral include U.S. senators, who by Monday will be back here in Washington, D.C. Several will attend the hearing for a contentious nomination by President Bush. The president named John Bolton as ambassador to the United Nations. As a longtime critic of the U.N., he's now being criticized himself. And as the State Department's leader on arms control, he'll be asked if he intimidated intelligence officials on everything from Iraq to Cuba. NPR's Michelle Kellerman reports.
To describe John Bolton as a controversial pick would be an understatement. Dozens of former U.S. officials have lined up both for and against him, sending dueling letters to the Foreign Relations Committee. The author of the anti-Bolton letter, retired Ambassador Jonathan Dean, worked on arms control issues in the Carter administration.
Over the past 30 years, John Bolton has advertised himself as an unadulterated nationalist and opponent of multilateralism. He's not a healthy skeptic about the United Nations, but widely known as a committed, destructive opponent, an ideological lone ranger.
There is no such thing as the United Nations.
Bolton wants to dismantle the UN, not reform it.
Citizens for Global Solutions took out this ominous-sounding television ad, which drew heavily from a speech Bolton gave about the UN back in 1994.
The United States makes the UN work when it wants it to work. And that is exactly the way it should be, because the only question for the United States is what's in our national interest. And if you don't like that, I'm sorry, but that is the fact.
That kind of rhetoric is popular in some circles in Washington. A Reagan-era Defense Department official, Frank Gaffney, who wrote a letter endorsing Bolton and got dozens of signatories, sees him as just the kind of man needed to shake up the UN.
The place is in desperate need of overhaul. I would argue even regime change in order to affect the kinds of course corrections that might, and I emphasize the word might, bring it closer to its founding principles. I think John Bolton understands that.
But it's not just Bolton's rhetoric on the UN that worries his detractors. Democratic staffers have been looking into whether Bolton tried to intimidate intelligence officials who disagreed with these claims he made about Cuba in 2002.
The United States believes that Cuba has at least a limited offensive biological warfare research and development effort. Cuba has provided dual-use biotechnology to other rogue states.
As they prepare for the hearings, Democratic staffers are interviewing State Department and CIA officials who were at odds with Bolton over these claims. Bolton's record on arms control at the State Department may also come under scrutiny. At least the anti-Bolton camp and Ambassador Dean hope it will.
John Bolton is a one-man hit squad against multilateral arms control. He is proud of his role in revoking the ABM treaty in 2002, which opens the way to missile defense. He negotiated the Moscow Treaty, no built-in verification with Russia, no transparency, no destruction of warheads, no follow-on negotiation.
But Gaffney of the Center for Security Policy dismisses what he sees as old-school arms control and says Bolton represents the current views of the administration.
The Lone Ranger happens to be speaking on behalf of the President of the United States.
The Foreign Relations Committee could hold up the nomination if any Republican breaks rank and votes no. The anti-Bolton campaign has zeroed in on Lincoln Chafee, a moderate Republican from Rhode Island. His spokesman said the senator is inclined to support the president's choice for U.N. ambassador, but wants to listen to all the arguments at next week's hearing. Michelle Kellerman, NPR News, Washington.